and qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis proudly presents Until the Flood through November 6th. Written and conceived by Obie Award winner and Pulitzer Prize finalist Dale Orlandersmith.
Dale has spent time here in St. Louis talking to people about the communities that they live in.
Stephen Wolfe, and Family Artistic Director at The Rep.
It is an even-handed look at all the complexities of living in a modern time and the individual and very human responses to events in our town.
Be the first to see this world premiere, named one of the 13 must-see arts events in St. Louis by the Riverfront Times.
Author Dale Orlandersmith is performing the play herself, so it's a remarkable piece of performance art.
Join the conversation. Until the Flood at the Repertory Theater of St. Louis through November 6th. For tickets, call 314-968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
Are you concerned about your health? Learn how to achieve wellness. Tune in to Naturally Speaking with the Institute of Natural Health every Sunday at 5 p.m. Find a better way to good health.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throat.
So get loosened up. Oh. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 12th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by
December.
Did I say that? Stop the music. Stop the music. All right, I've told you before, there's some serious issues.
Yeah.
Possibly brain tumor.
Could be.
And you guys continue to laugh about
it. I didn't laugh.
Here's more evidence.
I was just going to let your mistake just hang there.
There's
I wasn't
something
gonna say anything.
bad wrong with me. And Dan just keeps laughing. One day they'll be, well, Frank passed away. So edit that out. Back it up to just before I said that, and we'll pick it up here. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the October 12th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. These are the people who helped me lose 38 pounds. I'm down 35 pounds now. I cheated a little bit, but I'll be back on track.
Hey!
I'd like to introduce a couple of people, one who did not laugh at me and will still have a job after today. His name is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, then it would be a good time to talk to Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money
what does
in
that
your
cost?
Employer plan. Absolutely free for the meeting.
Wow.
For their phone number and more, go to Mark and Jason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house for his last appearance on the show. Laughed at me when he heard I might have a serious brain issue. Dan, say hi to your sponsor. No, you don't have a sponsor.
No.
Do you?
Oh, man.
It just keeps getting worse. How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hockey starts tonight. Hi, everybody.
Woohoo. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy says, my biggest problem is that I don't have enough what in my diet?
Cheese.
Enough cheese in my diet. Well, maybe I'll start with mozzarella. I like mozzarella, and I don't know why. It's tasteless. I don't know. I just like it. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Huh. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Our sponsor is MD Health and Wellness. I went to them about, man, it's been maybe 4 months ago, 3 months ago. And they put me on Dr. Emma's HCG diet. Dr. Emma is a woman named Dr. Sherry Emma. She's a real person. And HCG, I'm going to tell you what it stands for, and I'm going to look at one note. Now, Peon's looking right at me. I want you to swear on a stack of, pretend it's a stack of bones.
All right.
And swear under as if you're under oath that I'm not reading any notes.
All right.
Human chorionic gonadotropin.
Whoa.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. That's what HCG stands for. What does it mean? I don't know. I think your body makes some of it, but not enough. And then it helps you burn. It's about metabolism. It helps you burn fat instead of muscle. You don't want to burn muscle. I'm proud of my muscles, man. I worked a long time
to
get these muscles. I'm not about to let those go away. So I am down right now about 35 pounds. It kind of fluctuates now. That's because sometimes you're bad and you make up for it and then you get, but I'm never going to get so bad again that I'm in 40 or 42 inch waist pants. I don't think that's going to happen again. Now, for those of you who email me and say, oh, what was that product you took? It's not about a product. It's about a plan. It's about a change in the way you do things, and it's about help. With the help of HCG and possibly appetite suppressant, which is what they did with me. Now, I can't tell you whether you can do that or not, because I don't know you, and I haven't seen your EKG, and I haven't examined you, and I'm not a doctor and couldn't anyway, but they will. And if they see that you're a good candidate for this, then you're on your way. Now, it's usually not covered by insurance, but that hasn't stopped well over 100 people from this show from going in there to lose weight. And I get emails from them. They're going, I can't believe this. It's been a month. I've lost 25 pounds. The average is about 25, 28 pounds in a month. Most people do it for a couple of months. I am pretty much on my own now. Which means I know now not to let myself go back to eating 4,000 calories a day. You can't do that. They also help you with type 2 diabetes, which is reversible. That's right. It is reversible. Let them talk to you about that. And low T, low testosterone. Gentlemen, if you're over 40, that is more than likely something you have. And that can be dealt with. The place is MD Health and Wellness. I believe that Doctors Gilbertson and Andrioff actually we're going to post on our Facebook page a picture of me before and after.
They did.
Is that up there?
Yeah,
yes.
It is.
So you can go to facebook.com/AM in the PM and you can see the fat me and then the current me, which is not as big as the old me. And I didn't realize the difference until I saw those pictures. They shot me and said, hey, is this okay if we put that on? And I said, you bet it is. And you'll see a substantial, pretty dramatic difference. 35, 38 pounds is...
Your head looks smaller.
My head is smaller.
Yeah.
And my wrist, yeah. That take a couple of links taken off a couple of watches. You know what's not smaller, though?
Mm. Well, they say...
Proportionately, it... And it may be just an optical illusion, but I don't think it is. Uh-huh. I think Mr. Happy is bigger. Yeah. I think he's bigger. And look, if a woman is looking at you, let's just say you stepped out of the shower, and she's looking at Mr. Happy, and he's right in front of a great big fat belly.
Mm-hmm. A tool shed.
Tool shed. Yeah. Or he's right in front of a flat stomach. He's going to...
Half of him is internal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like having an innie. Yeah, he's going to look a lot better. So they're right there. There's your motivation. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. There's a link to their site. If you go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, you'll see MD Health and Wellness. Click right there. It'll take you right to them in Bridgeton. I want to say hi to a couple of people who apparently are on the road. Says... Mark and I are headed through St. Louis. We decided to vote for Frank Opinion for president. Well, Rob, thank you. I'm not running.
Hmm.
This is Rob and Mark. There's a couple of gay guys that they're married. that I know, and I'm happy to say that I'm friends with them. So thank you for the text.
That's what we mentioned yesterday, just in a little bit, that we were talking about how I thought I saw an article that said Bernie Sanders is available as a write-in candidate in all 50 states.
Anybody is.
But that's what, Josh and I were talking later the air.
You put anybody in there.
But will they register as votes? Like, if you write Mickey Mouse, is that just thrown out, or is that an actual vote?
I don't know the answer to that. I think if it's I don't know, because you have to have registered to run. So it's a Bernie Sanders, registered. So if you write somebody in there like Dan Strauss,
they just kick it out, right?
Yeah, they kick it out because you're not a qualified candidate.
So that's what it means when I saw that he's actually available as a write-in.
Yeah, he went through the process, whatever that is, and signed up to be a candidate. Looked on the back of Tom Charleville's business card. This is the Clipper Coffee guy. This is really, I didn't notice this at first. It says, life. You can never control the winds, but you can always adjust your sails in life. That's pretty good. I don't like most sayings. I think most of them are kind of stupid. That's a pretty good one. And it fits Tom. BMW has a motorcycle. This is, I guess we should have known this was coming. Everybody knows what a Segway is. A Segway is that thing, it's kind of like a scooter. You stand on it, and it looks like it should fall over, but it doesn't because it's got a gyroscope. BMW now has a bike that is self-balancing. You stop at a light, and it doesn't tip over.
Whoa!
How about that?
So you can just leave your feet up?
Leave your feet up. Put your feet up on the handlebars.
Wow.
It doesn't fall over.
Wow.
Man.
That would be interesting to drive, to be at a stoplight and pull up, and there's a guy just sitting there.
Look, I've had 16.
Or hop off it if they hop off it.
And it just sits there. I've had 16 motorcycles in my life, and I'm going to tell you that when you get into the big touring bikes, it's kind of an issue sometimes, especially if
holding
you're a little bit of a hit. Yeah, you can lose it. And once you start to lose it more than 10, 12 degrees, it starts going down. You can't stop it. And it's embarrassing because now your bike is lying on its side. And if they're heavy enough, you can't pick it up by yourself. So to have a bike that stands up on its own like that, that's pretty wild. It says, with the help of gyroscopes, the rider never has to put down a foot.
Wow.
It's a black bike. They demonstrated, they took it into an aircraft hangar and put it on a turntable and just let it go round and round, standing up on its own. I wonder what it's called. I don't see a name in here. And the article doesn't indicate that it's not just a concept thing. It's going to be a bike on the market. I don't even know how to approach this next one, because I guess it'd be in the category of, this is what the world is coming to. CoverGirl has introduced their first ever cover boy. James? James Charles Dickinson, 17 years old. He's apparently a YouTube sensation. And they now got him on the CoverGirl, and I guess the new market is makeup for boys. No comment. Hey, I'm old school. All right. If my 17-year-old son was getting ready for school, and I said, come on, buddy. You're going to be late for school. Just a minute, Dad. I'm almost finished with my mascara.
Well, I don't know about the mascara, but I would think that guys who have, like, some acne or something, or if you have a pimple or something like that.
That's different, though. That's different.
Yeah, I think this is makeup.
This is makeup. Yeah, this is not an acne. Oh, man. We talked about this before. I really feel bad for especially... Well, both boys and girls with that really, really severe acne.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. You got to feel bad for them, because apparently there's nothing really you can do. I mean, there's no...
Well, now there are a lot better medicines, I think, nowadays.
Remember they used to tell you don't eat chocolate and all that stuff? It's all a bunch of crap. Yeah. Don't let your hair, don't have bangs.
Oh, oily hair.
Oily hair.
I assume they work. I see some, you know, those companies that are
proactive.
That's one. I think there are a couple different ones. And you see the before and after pictures. You have to assume that they're legitimate, so.
We've all talked about how being on an airplane is disgusting because you're trapped and a bunch of people, you know, coughing and hacking and just plain exhaling is enough. Well, according to this article, it says that the good news is that air in that plane, in that cabin, is not bad at all. It says the planes have a recirculating system. It recycles about 50% of the air in the cabin, and the rest of the air comes in fresh from compressors in the engines. I don't buy it. I'm not buying it. I'm just not. I still think that I'd rather
it's all
be,
just recycled.
I'd rather be outside the airplane than inside the airplane. When somebody behind me, you know, hacking and coughing, and it says you're more likely to get sick in somebody's car or in the airport itself, like the terminal, than in the airplane. Hey, what do we know? Maybe it's true. Maybe they do. Maybe they do recycle the air. Now, this is very serious. Actually, it is serious, and I think I know the reason for this. There's a 10% increase in the last year in teen fatalities in cars. Well, what could that be? Oh, yeah, texting. Every time I see, and I do see it more with younger people than adults, older people. Every time I see it, I want to tap them and give it like, hey, roll down your window and go, what are you doing? You're going to devastate your parents and your brother or sister by killing yourself driving texting like that. And I know what people think because I've done it. You go, it's just a quick one. I'll just go call you later. Well, it doesn't take but about 2 seconds.
Look down and look
for
up.
For a car to cross over the center line and you don't see it, by the time you look up, you're dead. Don't do it. You know what they ought to do? They ought to make. And why couldn't they do this? I've been in cars, and I have a couple of cars where if you try to put in a navigation destination, it won't let you do it when the car is moving. Why can't they put in a system when that car is moving? Your texting is disabled.
Yeah.
Your phone will only let you talk hands-free on as a phone call. Why can't they do that? You know that they should.
I'm sure.
Hey, somebody out there, go to work on that. Some genius who's listening. Put that in effect. There's a guy at a company in Beijing, China. It's a man. He's the boss. He has a policy, and you have to agree to it and you go to work there if you're a woman. All women have to line up. This is not a joke. They have to line up and kiss him on the lips every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on.
All women? Wow. Are there any exceptions? Like if he
I would think somebody... he has the option of going, no, you'll move on. You'll exempt. He sells home brewery machinery in the Tongzhou district of Beijing. They line up between 9 and 9:30 every morning to kiss their boss. Wow. And it said it's not just a smooch either. It's like a real kiss on the lips. And they've all agreed to do it. It's that or, hey, find a new job. Well, I'm here to state we think that's wrong.
Mm. Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let me make that clear right now. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
I believe it's been plenty of time since we did this joke. This guy is a former military officer, and he has a son who's a little bit sissified. He's effeminate, kind of a sissy, and he wants his boy to be a man. So he wants his boy to get in the military, and the kid kind of fights it. And finally, the kid's so tired of his dad badgering, he agrees to get in the military. His dad wants him to be an airborne ranger, paratrooper. So he signs up, he goes through basic training, and now he's in jump school. And his dad demands, remember his dad's military, he demands that the boy check in with him every 2 or 3 days. So when he gets in jump school, he's talking to the kid, he goes, well, son, how's jump school going?
He says, "Well, Dad," he says, it's tough. I'm not gonna lie to you." He said, "We had a quiz today. It was 100 questions. How'd you do, boy?" He said, "Well, I got a 90 out of 100. He goes, "All right, that's respectable. I respect that. That's a good score. 90. You call me a couple days, keep me posted about jump school." He says, "I will, Dad." A couple days later, he calls. He goes, "How's it going, boy? How's my boy doing at jump school?" He says, "Well, today we had to take a parachute packing test, and we had to learn how to pack and unpack parachute. And, you know, it wasn't too bad." He goes, "How'd you do? Did you pass?" He goes, Oh yeah, I passed." He goes, "All right, that's my boy. You stick with it, boy. You're my boy now. All right." He talked to me a couple of days. A couple of days later, son called. "How's it going, son? How's jump school?" He says, "Well, today they had us jump off. It was, I guess, the equivalent of a one-story building. And you jump and you learn to roll, you know, when you hit the ground so you don't break your legs and stuff like that. And it was a little bit tough. You know, it hurt a little bit. But
how'd you do? Did you pass it?"
"Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. A little bit sore, a little bruised, but bypassed it. All right.
You call me a couple of days, I mean, it's gone. Because don't you jump in a couple of days? Don't you take the plane up?" He goes, "Yeah, we take the plane up day after tomorrow." He goes, "All right, I want to report on that when that's over." So a couple of days later, son calls him again. "Well, tell me about it, boy. Did the plane go up?"
"Oh, yeah, it was great weather. We were all able to go up."
"Well, what happened?"
He says, "Well, we got up there and... he's called the jump master. He's the guy, you know, that is in charge and tells everybody when to go. And he goes, 'Go!' And then, you know, that's when you jump out of the plane. And he taps you on the shoulder. And one by one, everybody went up to jump. And then it was my turn."
He goes, "Yeah, well, go on. Your turn and what?"
He said, "Well, tap me on the shoulder. And I'll be honest with you, Dad. I was nervous. And I was shaking. I was scared. And I was just kind of frozen." He tapped me again. He went, "Go, go, go!" His dad says, "Well?" He says, "Well, I don't know. I just froze." And he tapped me on the shoulder again. And finally, he said, hey, boy. He said, "Either you jump or I'm going to bend you over and have my way with you." His dad says, "Well, did you jump?" He says, "A little bit at first."
Let's have a look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, we had an accident that was on westbound Highway 40 just before Clayton Wharf, and that's been cleared. But, boy, traffic is jammed back from Compton all the way out through McKnight before things finally open up. And then once you get out past Highway 270, everything's a great run through Highway 70. Westbound 70, you are jamming up now, it looks like, from Union through Jennings Station. But eastbound Highway 70, you're slow from 170 through Jennings Station Road. If you're traveling on southbound 55, they're still working with an accident. That earlier accident on southbound 55 at 4500 South Broadway, that's been off on the shoulder, but you are slow from Arsenal down through 4500 South Broadway. Graboy, it's really, it's still pretty slow from downtown all the way out through Afton. Don't forget, a lane is down each direction on Graboy in front of Kudus between Valcourt and Laclede Station. If you are on eastbound 270, just a little heavy at Lindbergh, and southbound 270 at Stop and Go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is doctor recommended, and it is backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at your local club warehouse and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Kilcoin Show in the capable hands of Scott Sherman, the former host of the award-winning Night Court. He told me it was award-winning. I take his word for it. Scott, with you starting at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-2034 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-614-2034, and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2034. That's 800-614-2034. Call now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at GalmishAndSons.com. That's Galmish, spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E, and Sons.com. Family-owned since 1950.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly the best. Why do I know? I've used them in my house, and believe you me, I need it. I've got three big dogs with a lot of muddy paws. True Clean Carpet is better and different than any other carpet cleaning system, but don't take my word for it. Readers of St. Louis Home Magazine voted True Clean Carpet number one, the best of any major carpet cleaner in St. Louis. Also, the Carpet and Rug Institute tested the True Clean system and awarded True Clean its highest honor for its cleaning results. There are some key differences between True Clean Carpet and other carpet cleaners. True Clean doesn't use any shampoos or detergents. Detergents leave the re-soiling residue in your carpet, and it attracts even more dirt, so your carpets begin to look dingy after only weeks of having them cleaned. Also, the True Clean system gets your carpet dry in only 1 to 2 hours instead of 1 to 2 days. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500 or see them at TrueCleanCarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotch Guard protection absolutely free.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Roof. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Chuck Easter. When my father started his fence company in 1957, all of his work was small fencing jobs, and he worked out of my uncle's garage in Maplewood. Today, 58 years later, we're Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, offering services from small fence gate repairs, commercial and residential fencing, decks, home remodeling, and restorations. 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500. We're on the web at easterfence.com.
Hey, it's
it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances, all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Fall is a great time to update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. And right now at Metro Lighting, save even more on top of their guaranteed lowest prices on all lighting from Hinkley. Whether you're lighting your entire dream home or just need a new chandelier, Hinkley offers distinctive selections for every style. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
That music makes me want to head for Southern California, so let's do it. What do you say? Mike Evans standing by, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And right next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're on the east end of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And please never forget, everybody loves gift cards from either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. And now, Mike Evans.
That's right, homie.
How are you doing?
Mommies. Played a little golf today. Didn't play very good at golf, homie.
Well, that's not like you.
Nah, hold on a second. I'm going to drink for my bad. So I'm thinking about my ankle.
Well, he has a bad game. He likes to go drink after a bad. Actually, drinks after a good game. So
I drink anytime.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not, you know, it's just golf.
You're not an alcoholic. You just enjoy good wine every night.
That's right. And, you know, I don't get upset, homie. Let me tell you something. I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man
who had no feet. You shared that with us before.
Well, I just want you to know that I still have that that feeling, homie.
All right. Well, that's great.
You want a pop quiz question?
Yes.
Here we go. Name the name of the star who can't drive. Flunked the driver's test.
Gary Busey?
Chris Pratt. Chris Hemsworth. Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Radcliffe. Sports!
Shorts.
Phil Mickelson is about to be in the middle of another stock fraud investigation.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Terrible. Have you seen the pregame baseball playoff show on Fox Sports 1? Pete Rose is on the panel.
Yes.
He looks terrible.
He does.
He looks like a corpse or something.
He does. And listen.
He looks like Stephen Hawking.
Listening to Hawking.
It's Hawking.
Listening to
don't
him.
Don't correct me. They knew what I meant.
No, listening to him talk, though, sometimes, too. He's just so.
It's weird.
I know. His whole speech pattern is weird.
I don't know if he's, like, on drugs or what.
He better not be. They'll kick him out of baseball.
Yeah.
No, they already did that.
Oh, that's right.
He's willing to bet that they'll let him come back in, though.
See what he did there? He's willing to bet.
Yeah.
Gambling. They call that classic radio humor, homie. Oh, I'm have a drink of mustard, take care of my ears.
Folks, we don't know what he said either.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dan. Odds and ends. Find me a big budget Janis Joplin biopic in the works.
About time.
Clint Eastwood may be directing. Michelle Williams will be playing Janis Joplin.
Interesting.
Overheard at the Dancing with the Stars rehearsal, a light technician said to a coworker, quote, "Look at Amber Rose's butt. It's like an unnatural born freak of nature itself."
What's wrong with that?
Have you seen her butt?
No.
I have.
Oh, if you'd see, let me tell you something. She hires two people to travel with her, these two big guys that have crowbars. When she takes a poop, they try to crow her butt off the toilet.
Wow, I didn't know that. You don't read that just everywhere.
No.
I know.
That's inside stuff.
Her butt is... Damn, what, four times the size of a normal butt?
I don't know. Peon's the one that's seen it.
Yes,
who is
this woman? What's Amber Rose.
Pull a picture up of her buttocks and show it to Franco.
All right.
Pull it up while I work on the report.
I saw Maureen McCormick dance the other night. She was pretty good.
You called her Maureen.
Maureen,
you always have Maureen. To correct people, don't you?
I
sit down and listen to the report.
I had no idea she had such a huge drug problem.
I knew that.
Peon just showed me the picture. Yeah, that's the size.
Is that unbelievable?
A pair of buttocks, yeah.
Imagine if she farts, she'd cause an earthquake. Can you imagine that rumble?
Man.
Just trying to get out of there. No, because she got diarrhea. She put somebody's eye out.
Oh, man.
And it's
all right.
In an upcoming movie, Tully, the star, Charlie's Theron.
Yeah.
Plays a mother of three. She's gained 50 pounds for the part. That's commitment, homie, right there.
That's a lot for her. Wow.
You know, I've seen a lot of memorials while covering stories over the years. The JonBenet Ramsey Memorial, the Sandy Hook Memorial, the Fort Hood Memorial, Oklahoma City, the 9/11, the Columbine. On my website, evansradio.com, I went and took a picture of the two Palm Springs police officers memorial that were murdered on Saturday, mowed down with an semi-automatic machine gun.
I hate to correct you. There's no such thing as a semi-automatic machine gun.
Oh, here we go.
I'm serious.
You know,
I'm just telling you.
Need to sit down there and listen
I'm
to the
telling
report
you,
and just hush.
I'm trying to help you.
No, I don't need your help.
Well, there's no such thing.
I do not need your help.
Okay.
Okay. Did you know what I meant, Dan?
No, because now I don't know if it was a semi-automatic or a machine gun. They're two different things. I don't know which one it was.
It was a gun.
It wasn't just a gun. It was a gun that fired a lot of bullets in a quick amount of time.
Okay.
But I'm sure Mr. Gun will correct me.
Of the group, I am Mr. Gun.
Well...
Oh, and there is a difference, and people will
let you know. I'm trying to avoid emails. You tell Mike Evans you can't. It's got to be one or the other. I'm trying to help you here. Say, head that off.
People, I'm telling the story about two police officers that are killed, and you're arguing what kind of gun killed them. Come on. I'm telling you to go to my website and look at the beautiful memorial that's been put up for them, and you're arguing about the gun.
Nope.
Yeah, and that same week is
I'm not arguing about anything.
Same week Blake Snyder was shot and killed here in St. Louis, which the wake is tonight. And the funeral is tomorrow. And Channel 4, by the way, is going to have the funeral on tomorrow.
Now, what kind of gun was he killed with?
I don't know, because they haven't published that, as far as I know. I haven't seen yet.
Yeah. I don't know that much about guns.
I believe it was a handgun.
You're certainly superior to me, but I'm just trying to tell you a very, story about how beautiful this
Mike, it has nothing to do with demeaning in any way or lessening the impact of the memorial. It's just that when this happens, I will get emails, and they will say, you tell Mike Evans to get his facts straight. It cannot be semi-automatic machine gun. It's got to be one or the other. I'm just trying to head that off. That's all I'm doing.
I wouldn't know a difference between a semi-automatic and a machine gun if I got shot with one.
Okay.
So I admit that.
Okay.
Got a New York Post headline.
All right.
Above the story and a photograph of two darling little dogs that were set on fire by a hotel manager. Lindsay Lohan's best friend, by the way. He hasn't been back to work. Police are looking for him. He said the dogs, he told somebody the dogs bark too much. Some people that were at the hotel were able to save the dogs.
They barked too much, so he lit them on fire.
Yes, headline screamed, bark raving mad.
Yeah.
How do you set fire to a couple of little dogs?
Well, you're nuts.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. Terrible is what it is, Franco.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it. Now, this, Franco Pinion is Mr. Gun, and he's also Mr. Airplane.
Yeah?
Huh.
I don't know.
A lot about airplanes.
Deserve that title, but okay.
Two deaths to report on our Dayton history. In 1997, John Denver.
Yep.
who ironically wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane, died in his experimental airplane that he was flying.
It was called a Long Easy, and you're right, it's a homemade plane.
See, I knew you would know more about that. But here again, my part of the story was that he wrote the song Leaving on a Jet Plane, and then he dies on a plane.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You see the deal there?
And I didn't have to correct anything. See, you were right. It was experimental.
Wow. What's it called?
A long John?
Long easy. What are you laughing at, Dan?
Long John,
boy.
Oh, Long
finally. Easy.
Tom Mix died today, 1940, and he's the one who discovered John Wayne.
Who did?
Tom Mix.
Oh, okay. The old cowboy.
I got to send a shout-out to my home skillet, JT. He's listening in California. Never misses a show. He listens because you know why?
Because I'm on.
Yeah, because you're on.
Yeah.
And he knows that I'll be corrected.
See, he's gonna mention this.
I'm dropping it. You know why? You were right. I was wrong.
You're a pro.
What is the difference between a semi-automatic and a machine gun? Don't they both fire multiple bullets?
A semi-automatic fires.
No, they don't do that.
A semi-automatic fires every time you squeeze the trigger. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. A fully automatic or machine gun, when you pull the trigger and hold it in, it just empties the magazine. You don't have to keep squeezing. Once you hold it, they just all blow through it.
So, see, I learned something. Well, what is the kind that the one on the street that everybody complains about?
The AR-15 can be either a semi-automatic or automatic and full machine gun. So it depends on the crime. They use both. But the one that few people own, because it's illegal for most people to own them, is a fully automatic machine gun. You can get them, but it's very tough. That's the one, in most cases, is completely illegal.
And finally.
Okay.
The name of the star who can't drive, he flunked the test. Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, Daniel Day-Lewis, or Daniel Radcliffe.
I'll go
and
Radcliffe.
Before people email me and say they're not illegal, I said in most cases with most people.
Do people really email and complain?
Yes.
Oh,
they
yeah,
do.
Why do they do that?
Because there are some people, they don't even want to hear any discussion of guns. They certainly don't want to learn anything. What was your answer to that?
Radcliffe.
I'm going to say Radcliffe.
What was the other? Give me the choices here real quick.
Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, Daniel Day-Lewis, or Daniel Radcliffe.
Hemsworth's so good looking. I'd like to think he couldn't drive, so I'm going with him.
It's Daniel Radcliffe.
Ah.
You know, probably from England, drives on the wrong side of the street. Couldn't figure it out when he got here. You learn something every time you listen
to
the
Mike
Evans Report on the Frank Opinion Show.
You sure do.
May I?
Yes. It would be kind of like saying he was killed with a pistol with a pistol slingshot. I mean, it's one or the other. It's not a pistol or a sling. It doesn't matter, folks. Don't email us. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other, east of the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. We leave you with a couple of words about a place where I was today, First Community Credit Union. Heidi waited on me. I had to get my ballot notarized. I voted today. Absentee ballot has to be notarized, so they notarized it. Off in the mail, my voting is done. Thank you, Heidi. Yes, that's right. One of the many services. You said, well, I thought you had to do that at your bank. Banks can do it. In fact, everything your bank can do, you know that song, anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. It's kind of like that. We think that anything any bank can do, First Community Credit Union can do better because it is a great place to bank. For all kinds of reasons, if you'd like to know what some of them are, why don't you come and join us, all of us who do our banking there. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 42 locations. And every Saturday morning, it's the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
You're still really jammed up on westbound 44 from Highway 55 out through Jamison. Same thing on westbound 40. Things are jammed up from, looks like about Grand, and that goes out through McCausland. Southbound 170 from Ladue down through Highway 40. Once again, southbound 55, still a little bit heavy pockets now. Gasconade through 4500 South Broadway, then from River to Pear through Weber Road. And don't forget, Officer Snyder's wake is tonight, and they have only one lane open in each direction on Gravois between Valcourt and Laclede Station. You may want to try to avoid that area. Heavy, heavy traffic at this time. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most.
like ink and paper. See store or staples.com for special deals and additional savings on printers, ink, and toner. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
This is Howard Richards. After a bye week, Barry Odom's Tigers travel to Gainesville to take on the Florida Gators.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS coverage begins at 1 p.m. The kickoff is at 3.
On the Big 550, KTRS.
We are Mizzou. Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at PremierHeatingCooling.net.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-6803 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Strong show of support this afternoon for a fallen St. Louis County police officer.
I wasn't upset personally at Mr. Trump, but I was a little disturbed.
Ken Bone isn't the only participant in Sunday's debate who became an internet sensation. Why this man was disturbed and whether he came out of the debate a decided voter.
Tonight, the crisis in Haiti and a St. Louis charity struggle to get life-saving food where it needs to go. Right away.
But first at 6, 70 first responders rushed to the rescue of a construction worker this morning in Ladue.
He was pinned inside the cab of a Traco he was using to demolish a